This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Now, there's a study published in Personality and Individual Differences by psychologists, you know, from Auckland University. They actually explored why some people insist on keeping access close. Their findings were that people who maintained close ties with their exes were more likely to score higher on traits linked to psychopathy, such as manipulation, lack of empathy, and self-serving tendencies. You know, this is an issue that actually, you know, got us, you know, tight-lipped recently, and Paul was so happy to see us.
I wasn't happy. I was just asking
you
a question.
Happy. And you were like proud of yourself. I got them where I wanted.
And not even. But I'll tell you one thing. It's really interesting what the listeners are saying to us this morning.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go through the messages and share them with you. Right now, though, we are joined on the line with relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy. Paula, good morning. Are you well?
Hi, good morning. I'm well, thanks, and you?
So this morning, Paula, we're talking about exes, and we're asking whether staying friends or keeping some kind of close relations with an ex, what is it really that about? Is it about control, or is it anything? What is it about?
So I think it depends on your level of emotional maturity and your agenda as to why do you want to remain friends with your ex. Are you keeping the door open? Are you keeping options there for you? Or do you genuinely care and want to be friends with this person going forward?
Mm-hmm. I mean, are we both likely to be manipulative as exes who decide to stay friends? Or is it likely the manipulative one who convinces the other one that it's a good idea? You know, what are the likely personality types of both exes who decide to stay friends or stay close? Or who knows, maybe between the two, there could be one who's secretly hoping without the other one being aware. I mean, what you mentioned something about emotional maturity. What does that mean?
Yeah, so in most cases, I think there is the one person that would still like or hope to keep the relationship, or that, you know, they could work things out, they don't want to let go, while the other person has maybe emotionally checked out, or, you know, they've really reached a point where they don't want to be in this relationship anymore. And they could be, you know, the one that wants the relationship could be manipulative by wanting to keep that door open and wanting to stay friends as a way to keep tabs on or keep control of what's happening in this person's life.
In your experience, Paula, as an expert, are there cases that are the exception to the rule where we decide that we are better off as friends and then proceed to have a healthy friendship? No weird vibes, no ulterior motives, just a healthy friendship. Have you seen those kind of cases?
Yes, absolutely. And this goes back to that emotional maturity that I was talking about, where the couple has done some individual reflective work and possibly even reflective work together, where they've sat down and discussed, well, this is what led or contributed to our relationship not working. And it doesn't make us, you or I, a bad person. We're just not compatible on the levels that we individually and collectively want to sustain a healthy relationship.
And as a person who's listening now, you know, any of the listeners, and they find themselves very close with their ex, what should I do, you know, with this information that you are sharing? What kind of questions do I need to ask myself about this ongoing friendship with my ex in order to find out if it's a genuine friendship or if there is some lingering desire there or a lingering need for control?
I think first of all, ask yourself the question, what is your agenda here? Why do you want to keep in this person's life? Are you genuinely concerned and caring for them as a friend? Do you want to see them happy? How do you feel when you see them with another person? Do you feel happy for them? Do you feel jealous and insecure? And then, you know, how would you go about differentiating or respecting boundaries when it comes to your personal lives and maintaining a friendship and going forward, you know, should someone come into your life and or their life?
Okay. Well, I can tell you we are having a lot of messages that are coming from our listeners who are still very much close with their exes, and they share about it. Maybe that's some of the questions they can ask themselves. Paula, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Appreciate your expertise, advice. That's relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.